Star Time. Are you ready for Star Time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
States.
I'm back.
I forgot how to work the board. Bruce, how do you work the board? Good morning, Bruce.
It's a beautiful pregnant pause.
We're back.
We
did,
is.
Did you have a nice month off?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Didn't notice that you were off for a month?
12 additional hours to
so
sit and
fast.
Sulk.
Well, I had a nice time. I'm glad to be back, though.
That's what's important, after all.
I did miss that half an hour stuck in the tunnel.
Oh, man. What a brutal, triumphant return.
Anyway, hope you missed us. If not, we can go home.
Uh-huh.
That was the Kingsman, and not the Kingsman from Seattle, who did Louie Louie. This was the Kingsman from Pennsylvania on the East West label.
Didn't
Catwalk.
Do Louie Louie.
A couple of those guys were in Bill Haley's comments, I think. Before that, we heard Tommy Hudson and the Savoys with Bandstand Stomp. The Joker's Dogfight. The Gone All-Stars did 7-Eleven. That was a request, a leftover request from before we left. And Scatman Patton opened it up in Ginning.
So there you have it, folks.
Yeah, so there you have it. Good night. Anyway, what are we doing today? We're back. And I got some bunch of new records you've probably never heard before, and of course we've got our patented hillbilly hangover and a blues hangover, and
it's patented, so don't mess around.
Scratchy 45s. No VOM today, but we do have a Vibe Report, and we have a set of rock and roll exploitation, like people had no business even attempting to do rock and roll records from the 50s. I'm not talking about like Elvis Costello or Billy Joel. I'm talking about like, you'll see it. It's
rock craze records.
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
what it is? Rock and roll craze records.
Exactly. Got a lot of those built up, and we got knuckleheads in the news, boy, do we?
Oh, boy. People are working overtime while you've been gone.
We got some things to renounce and all that trash. But anyway, without further ado.
Or a don't.
Without further ado, let's hear from Roy Brown.
Hey, everybody! Mr. Hound Dog's in town! I'm here to stop the lie that gals done spread around. She said I ain't nothing but a hound dog. Around the door. No, nothing but a hound dog. Just snooping around the door. You use up all my love. No, you don't want me no more. I was nothing but a hound dog. Walking in the rain. No, nothing but a hound dog. Just walking in the rain.
Well, the rich girl rides in a Cadillac. A poor girl does the same.
Living it up and doing things they can never live down.
A good gooka mooka just to look at me. I got a little girl sweet as she can be. My baby, my baby. Well, my little baby, my little angel child. She's a rock and roll baby, she's a teenage queen. Sweetest little girl that you ever have seen. My baby.
Twisted kids, whose violence screams at you from the headlines every day.
Baby, when I take you out tonight, I fix your hair, dress up right. Get you your fingertips and nice and white, but leave your sweet, sweet lips alone. Hey, little Lucy, don't you put no lipstick on.
Little Lucy,
don't you put no lipstick on. Before the night is through, oh, I'm gonna kiss it right off to you. Baby, you can wear your fresh perfume, the pictures that rocks the room. But if you want a lover to really bloom, then leave your sweet, sweet lips alone. And little Lucy, don't you put no lipstick on.
Lucy,
don't you put no lipstick on. Before the night. I'll kiss it right off of you. Baby, do you want the folks to know how your lips thrill my soul? Every little kiss we share will grow, so leave your sweet, sweet lips alone. Little Lucy, don't you put no you. A little lipstick, don't put no lipstick on. Baby, don't you know for sure. Don't put no lipstick on.
A man's body, a fly's head.
I was the train, I'm off to work again. I'm a hard, hard working man. Yes, I'm off to work again. Working hard, doing the best I can. Got to be on my job at night. Don't waste no time. The work I do is a real hard grind. 12 o'clock,
back in the
jungle. Howdy, you're back on the chain gang. Back where we don't belong, on the radio. Wilbert Harrison, off to work.
Hi-ho.
Back to school hound, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. New jeans and everything.
Before that, we heard a bad Conway Twitty record that I happen to like, Hey Little Lucy. Peppermint Harris, Angel Child. The Toon Tones did She's My Baby Doll.
As only they can.
Yeah, I like the line, She's My Pussy Wussy Wussy. And we opened up with Roy Brown, Mr. Hound Dog's Back.
And so he is, you belaborers of the obvious out there.
Yeah, anyway, we do have, I don't know, I having just got back to town a couple of days ago, I don't really know that much about what's going on, but I do know Ronnie Dawson is, our old pal Ronnie Dawson is playing tonight at the Rodeo Bar with the Planet Rockers.
The Blonde Bomber seems to be making Fun City his second home.
Mm-hmm. That's tonight at the Rodeo Bar, that's about 28th and 3rd in Manhattan.
Dallas is lost, is our gain, folks. Check him out. He's great.
And there is Green Door is back at its normal location, 15 St. Mark's, and that's also tonight.
Ruth, they attract a young crowd.
What else is going on? The Mighty Sparrow is at SOB's tonight.
I'm a great admirer of the
Calypso great.
He's really cool. And his late night commercial is really cool.
For the chicken place?
Yeah, exactly.
I like how topical he is. Like, he had a last record of his I heard was called Crown Heights Justice. Uh-huh. He had one out called I'm Afraid of the AIDS.
What rhymes with justice, Sparrow?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Hmm.
See, this
Festus?
Let's see. The Film Forum Monday is the Todd Browning, Lon Chaney, Mark of the Vampire and the Mystic.
It's going to be a pretty
Lon
weird
Chaney's
crowd
not in Mark of the Vampire. Oh, the crowds are... If you go in the daytime, you get these smelly old guys, and if you go at night, you get these hysterical, screaming little
People that laugh at the good parts.
Yeah, it's pretty dire.
Now, the best is that John.
I've given up. I rent the videos.
The Hong Kong festival thing where Graboff and I went to one midday screening. It was like, you know, it was a noon show. It was completely sold out, line around the block. The projector broke, or they forgot the changeover. The screen went completely white. Nobody said a word. There wasn't a noise. Turned around and everybody was just lit up like deer in the headlights.
Oh, well, let's get to some news. You know, let's start off with a follow-up of my favorite case of the year, which was the Lobster Boy trial in Tampa, Florida. Mm-hmm. And the blockhead, Lobster Boy Jr., Harry Glenn Newman, the human blockhead. No, he wasn't Lobster Boy Jr. He was an assistant to Lobster Boy.
He was assistant to Lobster Boy Jr.?
Was also found guilty. Everybody was found guilty in this case, folks. Let me just read this.
Especially the drawn butter.
Rejecting arguments that it was a last resort to protect his mother from abuse. Oh, it was Lobster Boy Jr. A jury convicted the Lobster Boy's stepson yesterday of hitting him. Of hiring a hitman to kill the claw-hammered carnival performer Harry Glenn Newman, age 20, himself a sideshow human blockhead sobbed as he... Nothing sadder than a blockhead
sobbing. So true. As only a blockhead can sob.
As he was found guilty of first-degree murder and murder conspiracy, which carried a mandatory life sentence without parole for at least 25 years. Newman testified during a week-long trial that the murder-for-hire scheme was the only way to protect his mother, Mary Stiles, from the escalating abuse. The two paid a teenage neighbor $1,500 to shoot the 55-year-old Grady Stiles twice in the back of the head 2 years ago as he watched TV in his trailer. In her trial last month, Stiles claimed she was a battered wife and was convicted of manslaughter. Stiles, age 56, she faces 7 to 22 years in prison, and Christopher Wyant, the 19-year-old trigger man, is now serving 27 years in prison. Florida's not a good place to do time either, folks.
Yeah, especially if you're a freak.
If you've got to kill a freak, Florida's not the place for it.
I'm afraid so.
Here's an interesting
thing.
Blockheads,
you know, beware.
I noticed I was watching CNN down in Florida where I was, they have these guys set up down by your house, Bruce, like TV cameras and newscasters.
Oh,
like
the China-white
thing.
China-white thing.
No,
yeah,
so
nothing.
International headlines about this pure heroin of 14 people overdosed on, and now in little tiny letters buried in the back of the paper today, the medical examiner's office yesterday blew apart a widely reported story that a super lethal brand of street heroin called China Cat had killed 14 drug users in a week's time. Only one of the 14 deaths is attributable to the nearly pure China Cat.
Don't believe the hype,
the examiner said. Cocaine killed 4 of the victims. Other heroin, 7, but not the China Cat heroin, and 2 of the deaths were due to natural causes.
Heroin, check that box. Well, look, so all of you House of Pain lookalike kids that have been coming in from Jersey trying to cop the real stuff ever since this hype opened up, will you get out of my hallway?
Yeah.
Enough's enough. You're not going to die from it. There's no point in bothering.
Now, let's get to this thing. Have you been following the Yummy story?
I've had my ear to the rail on this one,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, well, his nickname was Yummy. His short life was filled with abuse, and he was prosecuted at least 8 times for felonies before age 10. He was a suspect in a shooting in which a 14-year-old girl was hit by a stray bullet. Siobhan Dean died 10 yards from her home. Evidently, this kid, 4'6", 66 pounds, opened up...
Of pure dynamite.
Yep, opened up on the schoolyard in order as sort of a gang initiation. Then his own gang kind of hit him out for a few days, and then they assassinated him.
Shouldn't he have been at the box knife stage? I guess he's sort of an advanced student.
Yep. He was suspected of having gang ties. I like that understatement. But anyway, they made some arrests.
Kind of like being a Panamanian strongman.
His name was Yummy. Uh-huh. Actually, his name was Robert, something with Robert Sendafor.
Robert Yummy.
Robert Yummy. 2 gang members were charged yesterday with executing one of their own 11-year-old boy because he generated, quote, too much heat after fatally shooting an innocent girl. The two had helped hide Robert Yummy since Sunday's shooting, which generated an intense police search for the 6th grader. Craig Hardaway, age 16, was charged with murder as an adult. A 14-year-old suspect was charged with the same offense as a juvenile, although the case is far from being closed. The dead boy was suspected of killing a 14-year-old girl and wounding 2 other boys in a gang initiation, right? This was in Chicago.
The brutal justice of the streets.
Yeah. What do you make of kids today with all this?
I don't know. I just can't imagine even being able to sort of pick up a handgun at that age.
Well, I think I shot a gun at that age. I definitely shot a .22 rifle at that age.
Yeah, but not like some, you know, Belgian 9mm, you know.
No, not a Belgian 9mm.
That spitteth bullets.
I don't know what to say about this. I just think the world is, you know, we're at Clockwork Orange, and we're about a minute to Road Warrior.
Yeah, I think you're right. So brush up on your crossbow skills, folks.
Well, you know, they passed this stupid crime bill with the provision that all of the AK-47s and all the other trashy weapons that there are, that they finally are going to ban the companies that manufacture them and import them get to sell off their back stock of them. So we'll have several million of those things on the street.
Yeah, those Chinese ones.
Yep.
Ouch. Well, as the only Bennett brother from a proudly dysfunctional family of three brothers, I'm the only one that doesn't own an assault rifle, so I was the only one that wasn't upset about this whole
thing.
You
mean Andrew has an assault rifle?
Andrew has quite a collection.
Scary.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, let's go to Hillbilly Hangover now. We got one here by a man who claims to have slept with 20,000 women.
At once?
Yes. Andy Starr.
Worked at a stadium.
And there you are, and yep. Here's the song.
Okay.
You can't hardly get him no more. You can't hardly get him no more. Sick field girls and pantaloons, rust saloons and brass platoons. You can't hardly get him no more. You can't hardly get him no more. You can't hardly get them no more. Men that wear the big mustache, lots of easy spending cash. You can't hardly get them no more. If you can pay your income tax, well, I'll be a dirty bird. You must have money stored in sack. Well, I'll be a dirty bird. You can't hardly get them no more. You can't hardly get them no more. Button shoes and fancy spats. College Joes with Stutz Bear Cat, you can't hardly get him no
are most concerned with is sex. Like, how far a girl has to go with a boy just to be popular.
Wild, wild young men like to have a good time. Wild, wild young men like to have a good time. Wild, wild boyfriends like to lose their minds. Wild men dig me, but I love a cool one. Well, they can romp and stomp. Well, they can rock and roll. Well, they can
begin by kneeling.
I got a corn-fed cow from Tennessee. She's got a yearning for loving and she's crazy for me. She got a little bit of southern in the way she talks. A little... She's got the kind of skin that you love to touch. She's got those kisses that I love so much. She's got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. She's not too thin and she's not too fat. She's got the cutest eyes, I don't know where they are. For looking from the ground, I never got that far. But when she rolls them eyes, it's ooh-wee. She's just a corn-fed cow from Tennessee. She gets a handful of nickels and a handful of dimes. And when the boys want to dance, she says, fall in line. She got a come on smile and no sweet ruby lips. And no more conscience than a snake has it. Just a corn-fed gal from Tennessee. Boy, you talk about your personality. She's 5'2" and weighs 98 pounds. And she can make a jackrabbit hug a hound. And when she rolls them eyes, it's ooh-wee. She's just a corn-fed gal from Tennessee. Got the cutest eyes, I don't know where they are. So looking from the ground, I never got that far. But when she rolls them eyes, it's ooh-wee. She's just a corn-fed cow from Tennessee.
You've really got your nerve, haven't you?
Shiver when the cold wind blows. Little girl, what have I done that's made you treat me so? You caused me to weep, you caused me to moan, you caused me to leave my home. In the pines where the sun never shines, and you shiver when the cold wind blows. The longest
shiver when the cold wind blows.
I was like a guy suffering from shock. Things were whirling around in my head. I couldn't make myself think right. All I could think of was the guy with the saxophone and what he was playing. It wasn't a love song anymore. It was a dirge.
Well, you tell me that you care, but now you're gone. You got me crying. No use denying. You done me wrong. If I could look inside your heart, maybe I would know the reason why you were leaving me all alone. Well, you know it's not so when you say it tight, well, you know you lie. I didn't do one wrong thing to you. Won't you tell me, baby, why you went and left me here so lonely? I miss you only. Of you. Did I ever make you sad so you'd be mad enough to hurt me and desert me? So long. Well, you're telling everyone what you've done. You think it's funny. Well, listen, honey, you done me wrong. Well, you know it's not so when you say it tight. Well, you know you lied. I didn't do one wrong thing to you. Won't you tell me, baby, why you went and left me here so lonely? You own me, or I love you. Well, you know it's not so when you say it tried. Well, you know you lied. I didn't do one wrong thing to you. Won't you tell me, baby, why you went and left me here so lonely?
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Pound here. That was today's Hillbilly Hangover. That's what it was. Ray Price there, you done me wrong. He was Hank Williams' roommate after Hank got divorced.
Yeah, when Audrey made the band quit.
Yeah.
Ray put him to work.
The Leuven Brothers, before that, that was Gladys Presley's favorite country group, In the Pines. We'll be getting the more Leuven Brothers news in a second. Aubrey Gass did Corn Fed Gal.
As only he can.
Rose Maddox, Wild, Wild Young Men. And Andy Starr opened it up with the Dirty Bird song.
That one goes out to Goosey and Dominic, good pals from the Brotherhood of the Brothers of the Brotherhood of Frankfurt.
Yeah, Gooseppe?
Goosey Gable.
Anyway, we were talking about the Leuven Brothers, and I got this an advance. Can I see this for 1 second? I'll get right back to you.
Of course.
I got Bill.
No, you can't.
Bill and Michelle Peitsch fixed me up with a an advanced copy of Peter Gorelnik's upcoming, the first part of a two-part Elvis saga. This is called Last Train to Memphis, The Rise of Elvis Presley, and I think it takes us right to when Elvis enters the Army.
Flipping through it, it's pretty promising already.
But this is where I got this piece. Yeah, it's a great book, and Peter Gorelnik is a very good writer, and he's got this thing in here about Elvis being on tour with the Leuven Brothers, and the Leuvens were Gladys, Elvis's mom's favorite group, and Bruce is going to do a dramatic reading here from the book.
You better click out that word.
I will do my best to click out what is. It's not a dirty word. It's worse than a dirty word.
Yeah,
it's a racial word.
One of those words of hate, folks.
Yes.
So
okay.
Try not to hang yourselves on it.
Okay.
Elvis was hanging around the dressing room with the Leuven, singing hymns and playing the piano. When, in the recollection of Ira's younger brother Charlie, Elvis said, "Boy, this is my favorite music." Well, Ira walked up and said, "Why, you white."
If that's your favorite music, why don't you do that out yonder? Why do you do that nigger out there? Presley said, when I'm out there, I do what they want to hear. When I'm back here, I can do what I want to do. Ira flashed and, quote, tried to strangle him, end quote, according to Charlie. And they were very distant from that point on.
I don't know why.
There it is. Those brother groups, folks.
Ira Louvin trying to strangle Eblis.
Those brother acts.
Oh, boy. What a guy. What a guy.
Yeah, he got to practice that grip on his little bro.
Yeah.
Didn't he drink himself to death? Didn't he talked himself to death?
Ira did, yeah. Charlie. Actually, the group broke up. The duo broke up in the early 60s. I guess even Charlie ended up hating Ira.
Yeah.
He had a bit of a temper problem. Anyway, what are we doing here?
I don't know. We're done with the dramatic reading.
Like
that's
this,
all I know.
Yeah, we have a good scout story.
You're supposed to
here.
Kneel or stand up or sit down or something.
We got a scout story. We're going to do more news. Narrowsburg, New York. A Boy Scout leader used 6 boys for BB gun target practice, and 2 other leaders who thought it was a game didn't try to stop him, according to court papers.
Well, it's more healthy than what they usually use boys for.
This Brooklyn teenager slapped the Boy Scouts with a $102.5 million suit because the camp counselor shot him between the eyes with a BB gun.
I wonder what that works out to per BB.
Isaiah Genty, age 14, said the counselor, Sean Turner, 24, now we already know what's going on here, don't we?
A.K.A.
He was shooting at us like we were steers or something. Sean, 24, pleaded innocent to 7 counts of second-degree assault and was jailed on $10,000 bond.
I was aiming for his ear.
I didn't do anything. I got 2 daughters of my own. Why would I do something like this? Scouts, however,
they're
told
covered
police,
with welts.
Yeah. Scouts, however, told police Turner pointed the BB gun at them and made them dance several times at Camp Conchawa in Narrowsburg, about 80 miles northwest of New York City. None of the scouts were seriously injured. Quote, he would point the gun at us and we would all have to run, one 16-year-old told police. After a while, I didn't want to play anymore, and he told Sean, but he must not have heard me because he turned around, pointed the pistol, and fired at me. The BB hit me between the eyes.
And then he called me a Yankee carpetbagger.
Yeah, well, I don't like the scouts anyway. Do you know you can't join the Boy Scout if you're agnostic or an atheist or a pagan or something?
I didn't know that.
It was a court ruling last year of a kid who was not a Christian. They wouldn't let him join the scouts. And it was ruled that it was a... Like, I think Clarenzo Thomas wrote the majority decision that because it...
You can't just raise your
left hand? Private organization. Now, here were some smart thieves. This is down in Hollywood, Florida, where I was hanging. Contaminated syringes stolen from car owned by AIDS nurse. A thief who broke into a vehicle in Hollywood stole an entire box of contaminated medical waste, including 10 to 20 used syringes that were used by AIDS patients.
No, even better.
Red and white plastic box containing used syringes from Kathy Ellenberg's Suzuki.
Well, why was Kathy taking them out for a drive?
Oh, I think she collects them.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, someone had slashed the soap to get it, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't say what. Oh, you know what it was? She had to take them from the hospital where she works to a special disposal place for them.
Does that mean that in Hollywood, Florida, everybody's going to start buying little signs that say no contaminated syringes on board?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Keep your window from getting busted.
Interesting. One more story, and then we'll do Blues Hangover. How about that?
We're definitely working our way up to it.
Stafford, Virginia. Just near where you're from, Bruce?
No, it's nowhere near.
A woman has been accused of sexually assaulting her ex-boyfriend by entering his house while he was asleep and performing oral sex on him.
Well, Virginia does have sodomy laws.
Judith L. Fuchs was charged with breaking and entering and sodomy.
Yeah,
police said on Tuesday, Fuchs, 26, entered through an unlocked door on Monday, removed everything but her underwear, and began sodomizing the man, Major Mickey Coffey.
Wow. I wonder if she got a salute.
No, she got worse than that. When he wakes up, he says, go away, I'm tired. She started beating, punching, and kicking him. He finally threw her out, locked his door, and went back to sleep.
Well, folks,
the couple had been dating on and off for 2 years, and the man said he had broken up the relationship and that she had been harassing him for months.
Let's look forward to a string of copycat crimes on this one.
Yes. all right. Blues Hangover time. And this one is on the great Orange and Blue Accello label.
Picture
and it's by Lotes Sundown. This is WFMU East Orange, and I'm the Hound, and this is our Back to School, Back to Work show.
Jay Miller time.
You better learn to treat me better so we can get along, or you wake up one morning and I'll be long gone. You better learn to treat me better. You better learn to treat me better. You better learn to treat me better, baby, all night.
won't stand for it, woman. Cut out all your jobs. You better learn to treat me better. You better learn to treat me better. You better learn to treat me better, baby, or I'll knock your head abroad. In the palm of my hand. If you learn to treat me better, if you learn to treat me better, you better learn to treat me better, baby, so we can get along.
Remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Wow. Then take a nice long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
When you're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop a cap and live it up as we enjoy your favorite blues and rhythm records. Well,
try to listen to this.
I got more for you, baby, than you.
of the tea, baby, so you could eat meat and bread. Then I found you a ball, and I bought you some hair to go on your head.
Have a chat with Nat about Italian Swiss Colony wine. While talking with some friends the other night, the conversation swung around to Italian Swiss Colony California Pale Dry Sherry. They asked me what makes it so mellow. Well, Nat King Cole doesn't pretend to be a wine expert, but I could answer that one. Italian Swiss Colony Pale Dry Sherry is extra mellow because it's aged in redwood. I enjoy it. I think you will, too. Now, the yodel hobby. So smooth. So smooth and mellow. That you just can't miss with Italian Swiss. Italian Swiss Colony wine.
The greatest.
Dr. Ross, tell your story loud and clear for those chicks from 9 to 90 to hear hoo-wee and tell it like it is.
Mama been bragging all over town.
don't need an ear for music. I'm in ladies' underwear.
Back in the jungle. You'll find the house.
WFMU East Orange. Anyway, that was Guitar Tommy Moore concluding today's blues hangover there with Your Car Machine. And before that, we heard Dr. Ross, Sugar Mama on the Fortune label. Smokey Smothers, Give It Back on Federal. Jimmy Reed did Down in Virginia. And Lonesome Sundown opened it up with Learn to Treat Me Better.
WFMU, where we give the blues as well as give them.
Yeah. Well, I guess the big question is, what do you make of this William Emanuel Tager?
Ah, and the big answer.
Willie the T, as we call him.
Got to start making thicker foil for these people, man. You know, if he just had right thickness of foil underneath his hat, those waves wouldn't have bothered him.
I... tend to think that maybe there was more to this than meets the eye. Maybe the governments were after him.
Oh.
Maybe they were sending rays through his TV set. Because I know the same thing might happen to me.
I mean, honestly, you know, no matter how you look at it, they are sending waves through his TV set. I mean, okay, that's how it works. All of the networks are.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I regret is that he was stopped before he could conclude his life's work. Wouldn't he have to drive out to Jersey to do CBS, though?
No, that's in that Channel 9 that's out in Jersey. CBS is BlackRock.
Okay. If only he'd gotten Charlie Rose first.
Well, I think if he would have got Charlie Rose in the head, it just would have been like hitting cork. He should have got David Letterman. I think he's the most condescending little fella there is next to me.
Yeah, he's spooky.
He did stop in Scranton, PA to get a blue trench coat and a haircut, the kind you can't get anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
You bitch. He cuts a striking figure.
Uh-huh. He's a big man.
Yes, 6'2", 220 pounds. And
obvious proficiency in firearms.
Mm-hmm.
Good choice of weapons. He did have a car full of license plates when they got him.
So he knows what to do with them.
Well, folks, I mean, finally getting to the punchline, we do have a caveman in a spaceship for this week. He's good enough to last the whole month.
He fits the criteria for caveman in a spaceship, that's for sure. But folks, do line your hats with foil to avoid having this happen to you.
And look, if your TV is talking to you and saying things that you don't like, throw it away.
For God's sakes.
For crying out loud. Do as I say, not as I do. Don't pay $45 a month just to have the thing annoy you.
Mm-hmm. Boy, what a guy. What a story.
What a man. What a way to...
I told you I saw this Natural Born Killers, right? That movie, everybody's... You know, the mass murderer phenomenon has finally hit pop culture where it hurts.
Uh-huh.
Where
not just the subject.
Where a guy like Oliver Stone can get a hold of it. And I said, it's one of these movies. It's got everything you could possibly want in a movie, and it still sucks. It's got Juliette Lewis. It's got Rodney Dangerfield. It's got Tommy Lee Jones. It's got more gratuitous violence than you could ever imagine. It's got rock and roll, fast cars, Indians, snakes, automatic weapons, a prison riot. It still sucks.
Blows.
Yeah.
Welcome to the 90s.
It's like getting beat up. It's like watching 2 hours of rock videos. But you get to see Juliette Lewis' breasts for maybe a good 20 minutes worth if you put it all together. I mean, it's got everything you can want, and it still sucks. I know. I'm going to describe this to you, and you're going to think it's great and go see it, but you can't help it. It's just no good. Oliver Stone, he's just too full of himself.
It's the same problem I have with True Lies. I tried to tell people what I found so offensive about it, and everybody was like, wow, that sounds great.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Oslo, Norway. These Norwegians are tough. Mm-hmm. A motorist was fined $570 for calling a policeman an onion. Can you imagine what would happen if you could call him a turnip?
Holy smokes.
A 26-year-old motorist was pulled over by a deputy sheriff near Bergen in western Norwegia for a routine check and began to argue with the officer. You onion, growled the motorist, who was not named. The deputy charge of insulting an officer was upheld by the county court, which said uttering the word onion was an illegal affront.
But if you compare a law enforcement officer to a smoked fish of any kind, it's a great compliment.
And this is in Hengelo, Netherlands. A father caught shoplifting diapers, panicked, and fled the supermarket, leaving his baby behind. Police said the 22-year-old dad was stopped by an employee who saw him conceal a pack of disposable diapers in the stroller where his baby was sitting. The father panicked and fled, abandoning the stroller, diapers, and baby. On Wednesday, the police said the mother and baby were reunited, and the father turned himself into police.
For ritual dicing.
For all, yeah.
Breading and deep frying.
Mm-hmm. Well...
News from the
15 minutes
north.
What were we announcing? Don't forget, Ronnie Dawson tonight is at the Rodeo Bar, which I think is 28th Street and 3rd Avenue.
With Eddie Angel and the Planet Rockers.
Eddie Angel and the Planet Rockers.
As opposed to Jack Smith's Rockabilly Planet. Don't get confused like we've been.
Yes. And Green Door, 15 St. Mark's Place. They're back at their their most known location. That's tonight, late. And there's other things here. Let's see. I mean, there's a William Castle double feature at Film Forum tonight.
That's pretty suave. Which two movies?
It's Homicidal with the Fright Break and Straight Jacket.
Uh-huh. Joan Crawford at her best.
Mm-hmm. And The Mighty Sparrow is at SOB's, if you like Calypso. He's the king of Calypso.
If you like to shake your cans.
Sparrow knows. What else is on? There were other things we were talking about, right? The wig stock has moved over to Christopher Street and West, where
Thank God! Wow.
Lon Chaney, the Todd Browning double feature, The Mystic. It's actually not a double feature, it's Lon Chaney, because it's Mark of the Vampire, which doesn't have Lon Chaney. That's a great movie. Monday at
Maybe
the Film
Maybe digitally
Forum.
They can add Lon Chaney to it now, you know?
It's like Hank Williams and Hank Jr.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Oh, Brownies. This is a good double feature. Monday at Brownies, the Drags and Fluffer.
Whoa.
Drags with featuring Dog.
Bring your breath, man.
The cutest. Yeah. My favorite drummer.
Yeah. No, he's definitely the hottest one in the band.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. He's definitely the most...
Well, he generates the most moisture, okay?
He's the scariest one in the
band. Okay, sorry. Did I say hottest? I meant most frightening.
Let's play records. I got some here. I got records left. We got enough records to get us at least through 4:30. Then we'll do a set
enough
of...
records for me to live down my gaff.
Of rock craze records. Okay, we got one here by Bobby Lord. Oh, and it's got some nice hiss on it, too. I think somebody played it with a 78 needle.
Sure it's not live?
Walking down the road with my head hanging low, I thought I heard my sister say, "Johnny, come my boy, go away from my door. I don't want you no more, 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 no more." Oh, Johnny, you get me? You get me? That's all. Yeah. As I sat in the jail from the pen of the thieves, I thought I heard a runner come a rat in the keys, go away from my door. If you only ever leave you and you want her back, just call her like this, and 9 times out of 10 that woman will come and run. Now listen to this. Mama, 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 come to your daddy's mouth.
I gotta gong this record. It's just got too much noise on it. You know, I didn't realize it sounded okay at my house.
Yeah, but you played it on a wax cylinder.
Yeah, it's just too gone. You know, it looks like it was a mint record too. I think I got ripped off on this one. Yeah.
Well, it was a mint record, but it had been cleaned with a Brillo
pad. I have a reissue. I'll play a reissue of it next week. That's a good song. Sorry about that, folks. Let's go right on to the next record.
This is the best part.
Roscoe Gordon. I apologize. Fire me, please.
modern man reaches into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons.
Lots of loving and the soft dance, oh, makes a time. treat me right.
Treat me right.
Oh, that loving girl.
Loving girl.
She could be my wife.
Be my wife.
I know what I'm doing when I do what I'm doing tonight. Cause I'm the one that's falling in love tonight. She never wants the same guy twice. Variety is the spice of life. I'm breaking my heart when I'm falling in love tonight. When I do the one I'm doing tonight, cause I'm the one that's falling in love tonight. She never wants the same guy twice. Variety is the spice of life. I'm breaking my heart when I'm falling in love tonight. Oh, well, I'm breaking my heart when I'm falling in love tonight.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Pound here in WFMU. That was Al Epps and the Pharaohs and the Wildcat label out of Texas, Breaking My Heart. Had a good homo factor there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy McCracklin did Susie and Pat. Dale Hawkins, Liza Jane. I believe Roy Buchanan playing guitar on that one.
It's the dead guy.
Roscoe Gordon, Ouch, Pretty Baby. We tried to hear Bobby Lord, No More, but it was too much surface noise on that. Anyway.
Drowned out by the snakes.
We got our vibe meister on the line. Where he belongs.
Where men belong.
Roscoe. Hey there.
Hey there.
Hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on?
First vibe in a month.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think of where I was last time. I think it was Arizona.
Did you enjoy your month off?
My month off?
Yeah. Did you enjoy my month off?
I enjoyed your month off. Yeah, it was a good one. Did you?
Yeah, I had a great time. I think I'm going to take another month off. Really?
Bruce.
Sir.
What gives?
Yeah, not much. Is that the proper response?
Huh? That's a good one. It's a good one. End of summer kind of sort of who cares vibe.
Yeah, no, it's definitely there's who cares is busting out all over.
I'm trying to get my little home cappuccino maker going here.
Ooh, man, don't blow off an eagle. People die, you know? You know how Ronnie Dawson's playing tonight?
Where is he?
At the Rodeo Bar. Or is it the Rodeo Bar?
Uh-huh. Now, that's exactly what I was looking for. Seems like a good idea. So, gee, I guess... So the Hound was out of town. I was out of town, too. I went to Wisconsin and Massachusetts. And I went parasailing.
Parasailing?
Yeah.
So you were at 400 feet on the end of a tether?
500-foot line, 400 feet in the air.
Wow.
Above Lake Geneva, like sitting in a sling.
Wow.
Hanging from a parachute pulled behind a boat. It was really amazing. It was really great. It wasn't dangerous. No technique involved.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, is there a little sling for your beer as well?
Yeah. And the guy dunks you in the lake. You know, after a while, you know, you're up there looking at all the golf courses and, you know, towns two towns away and da-da-da. And then the guy sort of dunks you in the lake and brings you back up again.
So really, I guess you dry off fast.
Yeah, well, you're up
so,
there.
So, up on a line, you know.
You're up there in the wind, you know.
On a clothesline.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so that was kind of interesting.
More uses for rope.
And, I went and saw AY play with the Coug down there in Chicago.
Yeah.
How did the Chicago show compare to, or did you go to the Jones Beach show?
No, I was working.
Of course, that's right.
We went.
Well,
I never knew all those songs I hated all those years were all by the same guy.
Yeah, man. It's a small world, huh?
Well, I got my sister into the backstage to drink some of the fella's beer, which was... And we got to use the VIP parking, which was really... It felt like there was some juice there.
Yeah, no, that must have been a good feeling.
That was a real nightmare.
At Jones Beach, there was just like this kind of... this guest
corrida. You know, I really kept expecting that, like, members of the Mexican army were going to pop up and start shooting. I mean, it was like you couldn't have had a more impersonal and strange, like, backstage experience if you tried.
Nobody was there except for us, so it was kind of cool. But this place in Chicago was, like, straight out of, like, Mad Max 2 or something.
Mm-hmm. It was, Thunderdome?
It was just like that. It was like...
John Cougar plays the Thunderdome.
Little hellhole on the south side of Chicago, you know. You're very in danger of, like, the wind shifting and Gary blowing into the concert.
And back then, Yummy was still alive. You could have brought Yummy to the concert.
Yeah, he was around. He probably was out there. That's why I was glad I parked in the... VIP parking.
The VIP compound.
Wouldn't want my sister to have lost her stereo.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. So, what else is going on?
I don't know.
you're recently back into it, Jim. I think you're off the hook.
Yeah.
I think I'm supposed to know, but
I keep thinking that Ace Frehley song, Back in the New York Groove.
we'll cut it out. That's contagious.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm looking at my calendar, and I think...
That one's stuck in your head for a day.
I don't think I got anyone's flyers I kept throwing away because I was going away.
Oh, wait, I got a letter for you here. I accidentally opened it.
Oh, really?
Somebody wants you to change the address on your mailing list.
Mm. Oh, well, that's great. You could just forward that one to me, and I'd be glad to take it.
Hey, this just in.
Oh, man. Clerical duties on the Vibe Report.
I think
it's time for some music, man.
Yeah, should have faxed it.
I mean, I'm glad to be back and all, but I guess I got to get that fax machine hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
Get this mundane stuff off the radio. Back to more ridiculous talk. Okay, well, here goes the cappuccino machine, so I should let you guys play.
Okay. Big
okay,
cups,
Roscoe.
Man.
Vibe onwards.
We'll see you out there.
Yep, no doubt.
Aloha.
Aloha.
State of the Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen, with a new cappuccino machine.
Big orange peels, folks.
Yep. Well, so this, we're not doing a VOM set, because I'm just getting sick of everything, like, from after 1957 anyway. But what we have
here...
It's
all hip again.
These are all... Yeah, exactly. That's really why I hate it all. But what we have here is I keep getting these records, like, wow, that's a... You know, they're always real cheap, like a corner or something. It's like, well, that's a good title. How bad can it be?
And then you find out.
Yeah, you know, anything with Rumble in the title looks like, it's, you know, you should pick it up, right?
Uh-huh.
But these are records of people, like, trying to... 50s, early 50s, mid-50s, or trying to... Record companies trying to cash in on rock and roll.
The rock and
no
roll
idea
craze.
What the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
We're going to kick this one off with...
Just like Calypso, only louder.
Pearl Bailey.
All right.
You ready? Pearl
Tricky
Bailey?
Dick's favorite.
Got it.
Old No Legs.
Oh, play that guitar, Zeke. That's my kind of music, honey, cause I can't rock and roll to save my soul. No, I can't rock and roll to save my soul. I am never known to slumber when they play a rumba number, but I can't rock and roll to save my soul. There's no faults they can find with my waltz. And when I hear a two-step, then I two-step. And each time the band plays cha-cha, you will hear me shout ha-cha. But I can't rock and roll to save my soul. I can shake a castanet for the tango, I am set. There's one step I don't get. How do you rock around the clock? I'm a fan when the can-can is played. And I go for a combo playing mambo. But oh, Mr. Arthur Murray, I can use you in a hurry. Cause I can't rock and roll. Honey, I can't rock and roll. No, sir, I can't rock and roll to save my soul. Get back in there, Z. There you go. Now who is it? Sam, get that jazz out of there. Oh, Mr. Arthur Murray, I can use you in a hurry. Cause I can't rock and roll. No, I can't rock and roll. Honey, I can't rock and roll. Get back in there, Zeke. That's my kind of music. That's it. Say now, Mr. Arthur Murray, I can use you in a hurry. Cause I can't rock and roll. twang it, Zeke. Can't rock and roll. I can't rock and roll to save my soul. Isn't that romantic?
The Personality Station.
That's right. That's us, Personality Plus.
Ha-diddly-bop, ha-diddly-bop, ha-diddly-diddly-diddly-bop.
We're gonna rumble tonight.
Call the wheels together, man. Call the devs, too. Tell them all to meet me with the dance that's used to do the rumble boogie. The mighty rumble boogie. You know the time is right. We're gonna do the rumble boogie tonight. Bring them from the candy stores and all around the block. Tell them to be ready, cause we'll soon be rocking to the rumble boogie. The mighty rumble boogie. You know the time is right, we're gonna do the rumble boogie tonight.
Oh yes, we're gonna rumble tonight.
Mighty glad to learn the rumble boogie. The mighty rumble boogie. You know the time is right. We're gonna do the rumble boogie tonight.
Oh yes, we're gonna rumble tonight.
Star talent for the real All-Stars, meaning you, our listeners.
Thank you.
Great sound, right here, all day. We play music with you in mind.
Clancy's on the beat, we're gonna rumble.
Yeah! Rumble! To the rumble rock! We're gonna rumble! To the rumble rock! We're gonna rumble! To the rumble rock! Yeah!
Half past nine, we'll grab a chick and hit the gallery at the flick. When that convention's before we
rumble. Yeah! Rumble! To the rumble rock! We're gonna rumble! To the rumble rock! We're gonna rumble! To the rumble rock!
We show our gang is still the best. We'll move those squares from east to west. We'll keep their chicks and plant the rest before we rumble.
Station. I've got a nickel, have you got a dime? Let's get together, have a crazy time. We'll start a sipping and we'll never stop. And there's nothing greater than a soda pop. A drink a pop, soda yody, drink a pop. Drink a pop, soda yody, drink a pop. Drink a pop, soda yody, drink a pop. Pass that bottle for me. Pop, 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 Dogenberry, pop, 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 Black Cherry, pop, 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 Root Beer, pop, 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 Old Boy, pass that bottle of me. Flavor, what's it gonna be? Anything you like is good enough for me. Drink a pop, soda, yody, drink a pop. Drink a pop, soda, yody, drink a pop. Drink a pop, soda, yody, drink a pop. Pass that bottle with me.
In the jungle.
Pound here, WFMU. How can you screw up that song?
Wow.
They did it, right? Danny Baker there on the Rainbow label, which was a good label.
Until now.
Until now. Drinking Pop Soda Yody.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right.
Before, Lame with a capital.
Sonny Gino screwing up the good title of Rumble Rock. something that sounded like it belonged in an Otto Preminger movie.
Yeah, really.
Patience and Prudence did We Can't Sing Rhythm and Blues.
And improved it.
Don Cherry, Rumble Boogie. Think he's ever been in a rumble?
I don't think he's even been in a boogie.
And
it's not that Don Cherry, is it?
No, it's not the Don Cherry, the jazz trumpeter. It's the Don Cherry, the balladeer, sort of a second-rate Tony Bennett kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
And Pearl Bailey opened it up with I Can't Rock and Roll to Save My Soul. Or legs.
Or anything for that matter. Yeah. Or credibility.
Yeah. Well, there you go. The rock craze. We did spare you the Frank Sinatra, Bim Bam Baby, among others.
Yeah, but we'll just keep that one, sort of keep the thread alive on that one.
Mm-hmm.
The Record of Damocles, folks.
Mm-hmm. Well, from the Meow Desk, Dos Rios, California, a woman killed a rabid mountain lion with a kitchen knife after the 60-pound animal attacked a group of campers and bit off her husband's thumb.
Serial mom.
I had a hell of a time getting the knife through its skin, said Robin Winslow, age 48. It's tough, like a shark.
Does that mean she'd attacked a shark the last time they were on vacation?
The Winslows and another couple were sleeping Tuesday in a meadow outside their remote Northern California cabin.
One of those vacations.
When they were awakened at 4:30 a.m. by a scuffle between their collie and a mountain lion. The four built a campfire in hopes of scaring the animal away, but it charged out from under the cabin and attacked Kathleen Strell. The two men wrestled the mountain lion off of her, held it down while Winslow stabbed it in the stomach with a double-pronged 12-inch serrated knife.
Ooh. And it still cut a tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards.
Cat tossing, latest fad on Israeli highways. Just in time for, what is it, Rosh Hashanah coming up?
I don't know. I never can tell which.
I think it's Rosh Hashanah.
Japanese
Tuesday.
Admiral, it's
Monday night into Tuesday. Israel's long-suffering drivers are facing a new hazard, and the nation has a new pastime, cat tossing. Since June, at least 43 household pets, usually cats but some dogs, have been hurled out the windows of cars on Israeli highways, it has been reported.
Shalom.
An agency, an animal protection agency, Lev Lache, Heart of All Living Things, says fed-up owners have been discarding their cats on busy highways so the animals cannot find their way home if they survive being tossed.
Beep, beep.
Even though most of the felines were flung from cars traveling at low speed, the popular new sport is animal cruelty. The preferred itinerary for cat tossers is Israel's 8-lane coastal highway from Tel Aviv.
More scenic.
Uh-huh. The newspaper Marav yesterday published a picture of one of the few survivors, a white cat, who was tossed from one car and crashed on the window of a bypassing car. The incidents have prompted a joke that has quickly spread through the country.
Well, yeah, the country's the size of Connecticut, so I think these things spread pretty quick.
Why is an Israeli cat different from all other cats?
I give up. Why?
The Israeli cat always lands on its head.
Oh, you give up.
Yeah.
Siege humor, folks.
I have one more news story from Florida where I was spending some time.
Bivouacking.
A naked woman climbed on an exit sign Wednesday on Interstate I-95, dangling sharp barber scissors above onlookers in freezing rush hour traffic for more than an hour. She told negotiators she wouldn't budge until they gave her a rock of crack cocaine.
I ain't fooling.
A cop named Angel coaxed her down, but without breaking any laws.
I ain't coming down. I ain't beamed up.
I told her my name was Angel, and she told me I was her guardian angel, said Miami officer Angel Caldizla, a trained hostage negotiator. Obviously, we can't promise her we're going to give her one, but so we talked about water and how good it would be to get a drink of some.
And then we shot her.
Yeah.
They didn't tempt her with like a big piece of salt or something?
Police closed sections of I-95, and they set up an airbag in case she fell from the signs catwalk. She appeared to be high on a drug.
And not high enough.
Police withheld her name because of her actions. She was classified as an attempted suicide. She was taken into custody and was held for 72 hours.
She wasn't busted for blackmail?
Injury. Nope. But she, you see her up here on the... It's a great picture of here. Radio site gag.
Yeah. Ugh.
She's not too... not worth slowing down your car for.
Yeah, no, she definitely had the upper hand, threat-wise.
You've been following oil. Let's do politics after this next set.
Okay.
I found one of these, a really cool album on the street. It's one of these, like, early rock and roll compilation albums on the great RPM label.
Mm-hmm.
And it had this great live cut Big Joe Turner recorded sometime, I guess, in the early 50s or late 40s live. So let's hear some of that first.
Cool.
Big Joe. This is the real thing.
I got a gal, she lives We interrupt this supersonic program to bring you this message. Our flying saucers have reached Earth. Stay tuned for immediate developments.
La, 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 la.
You're the one for me.
Baby, baby, you're the one for me. Baby, baby, never set me free. Baby, baby, you're the one for me. Baby, baby,
you're the one for me.
Don't ever leave me, darling, all alone. Please, please call me on the telephone. You know I love you and always will. Cause baby,
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 I love you still.
Baby, baby, I love you so. Baby, baby, never let you go. Baby, baby, I love you so. Baby, baby,
you're the one for me.
Oh.
For me.
Switch you back upstairs to your favorite disc jockey.
Well, hi again, everybody. How are you? This is
Ben Elwood.
Back again on station WEIRD. We're Mars, the number one music planet in the universe, with sounds all requestfully for you. Coming up a little bit later on, one of the greatest records of Mars time. And now, we've had thousands of requests from Earthlings asking what a Mars disc jockey looks like.
Now we have Elvis here. Tell us, Elvis, how do you feel about the loss of your teddy bear?
Foo, that I was too old for you. Well, what a fool I was to think that you could love me too.
When I first met you, baby, well, I knew I couldn't win. But I just kept on trying, 'cause trying is no sin. What a fool that I was to fall. Well, oh, what a fool I was to think that you could love me. You, baby, well, I knew I couldn't win, but I just kept on trying, 'cause trying is no sin. What a fool that I was to fall for you. Well, what a fool I was
to think that you could love me too.
And now to wind up our show, here's that great, fantastic, fabulous, exclusive record on the Humble label, the number one record down on earth.
Yeah. Pass that gin, just one more gin. Pass the gin, one more gin. Pass the gin, one more gin. Pass the gin, one more gin.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
This is the Hound, WFMU, at Uppsala College, East Orange. What's with this at in the new legal ID?
I don't know.
I didn't even know. Uppsala College.
It's the preposition law.
I thought we wrestled the license away from them. I thought this was now Radio Ken Friedman.
Well, but it's at.
It's
at
it's pertaining
college.
To Uppsala College.
Actually, down the block from Uppsala College.
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
I'm
driving for another 54 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
From the political desk, you know, George, we're never going to get rid of this Bush family. Now he's got two sons running for governor, one in Florida, one in Texas.
Eek.
They're both knuckleheads. The one in Florida.
Are they both running for governorship of, like, Idaho, though?
No, Jeb Bush. He's running. His TV ads are basically... All he does is he walks around in prisons and says he will sign the death warrants for all the prisoners that Lawton Childs hasn't signed the death warrants for their execution yet. What a way to campaign.
Yeah, really, I'll give them all the kiss of death. I'll throw the switch myself.
And then
I'll put toast in their laps.
George W. Bush, his other son, is running for against Ann Richards for the governorship of Texas. Anyway,
ooh, he deserves
the obligatory macho political right in Texas turned into an embarrassment for Mr. Bush when he pointed a borrowed 20-gauge shotgun at the sky in rural Hockley, Texas, fired and killed the wrong bird. He bagged a killdeer, a Texas songbird, whose killing is a crime under state law, punishable by up to $500. And Bush was fined $130 for the killing. The killdeer has distinct markings and flies in a different pattern than a dove. Meaning that an experienced hunter would be unlikely to confuse the two. Aides to Miss Richards, a Democrat, wasted no time in ridiculing Mr. Bush, suggesting that a real Texan would never have committed such a gaffe.
He killed the wrong bird.
This is like not knowing what a bagel is in the city of New York.
It's like shooting a Bialy when you're aiming at a bagel.
Right.
Oh, it's appalling.
And then there's this fellow, Larry Craig, a Republican congressman from Idaho. Have you heard of him?
No.
He created an uproar this week by proclaiming that free white human beings are an endangered species in New York City.
All my friends are breeding.
Yeah, I never really thought of myself as an endangered species, but I guess I'm not truly free.
Free, well, there you go. You're not truly a human being.
Well, that's negotiable.
It's that third nipple.
Craig, who was up for re-election this year, went on to tell an Idaho crowd that the only person there isn't a law protecting today is the white Anglo-Saxon human being. Oh, well, there you go, Anglo-Saxon. What does that mean?
Well, that lets you out. I think that's more my department.
Republican Charles Rangel, a Democrat from New York, called Craig's comments outrageously
stupid.
Racist.
He is an onion.
He's a turnip. It was a poor choice of words, he said.
It was a poor choice of thought.
Idaho. It's a Mormon state.
Great potatoes, as the license plates tell
Let's
us.
Let's not go into my feelings on the Mormon church and their teachings.
And their coffee.
Anybody who could believe that. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, really. I got some swamp land for you in Salt Lake City.
Lake Apopka, Florida. Investigators say it's odd, but mostly doomed hatchlings. There's a mutant alligators breeding in Florida in these areas because of them. Well, it turns out they've been dumping some of these curious pesticides in the waters, chemicals suspected of affecting the hormones in alligators. Some of the most infamous chemicals ever manufactured belong to this family that have been being dumped into this lake.
Ugh.
PCBs used to cool transformers, pesticides like DDT that are still used in many countries, and dioxins, et cetera,
all agents, the good stuff.
Stuff that they bleach paper with, and garbage incineration chemicals. Anyway,
Love Canal cocktail.
They basically are now breeding a type of alligator with that are sexual oddities. They look as though they have had an overdose of estrogen. The lake has produced spermless males, intersex gators with testes and ovaries,
whoa,
and females that lay huge clutches of dead eggs, and alligators that are basically hermaphrodite alligators.
Well, does that mean some of them will be showing up in the pier on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Or Monday, I guess.
No, it's actually, I think Wigstock is actually Sunday, so
So all of you hermaphrodite alligators that are tuning in?
With Rosh Hashanah, which begins Monday night at sundown.
Be sure to swim upshore on the right day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's appalling. You know, somebody somewhere probably thinks that's cool, though.
What's that, a hermaphrodite alligator?
Yeah.
Well, I happen to think it's sexy, but, you know, it's to each his own. Anyway.
They're an endangered species in New York.
Let's hear some of these. I got about,
they're white, they're in the
sewers. We got a set of five ready to go here.
They got both cameras.
Four of these records are new records I picked up recently.
Do we guess which one?
I don't know. They're going to be as hissy as anything. Check this one. This is a great version of Riot and Cell Block Number 9 by Ron and Joe and the Crew.
In a house.
July the 2nd, 1953, I was serving time for armed robbery. At 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow,
dead blow.
Then I heard somebody yell,
9. The trouble all started up in cell block number 4 and spread like fire across the present floor. Here come the warden with a big atomic gun. Bang, bang, bang. Trying to stop our fun. There's a ride going on. Up in cell block number 9. The warden said, come out with your hands up in the air. If you don't stop this riot, you are gonna get the chair. Scarface Jones said it's too late to quit. That's the dynamite.
Don't do it.
Cause the fuse is lit. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. In the 47th hour, the tail gas got our men. We're all back in our cell, but every now and then there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Yeah. Up in cell block number 9.
We're up to our long-distance dedication, and this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Knock on my door. I don't need you. I don't want you. I don't need your love no more. Help dry those tears from my eyes. My little baby, she just arrived. Don't knock. Don't knock. Don't knock. Don't knock on my door. Well, go away. Go away. Go away from my door. I don't need you. I don't want you. I don't need.
knock, knock, do not knock, do knock on my door. I don't need you, I don't want you, I don't need your love no more. Don't knock, don't knock, don't knock on my door.
Now, the manager's corner. With the thoughts and opinions of the American League's winningest manager, the Orioles' Earl Weaver. And now, to the manager's corner with Earl Weaver.
Well, Bill Whitehouse, Earl, from Frederick, Maryland, wants to know why you and the Orioles don't go out and get some more team speed.
Team speed, for Christ's sake. You get fucking goddamn little fleas on the fucking bases, getting picked off, trying to steal, getting thrown out, taking runs away from you. You get them big suckers that can hit the fucking ball out of the ballpark, and you can't make any goddamn mistake.
Well, certainly this show is going to go down in history, Earl. Terry Elliott of Washington, D.C., wants to know why you don't use Terry Crowley as a designated hitter all the time.
Well, Terry Crowley's lucky he's in fucking baseball, for Christ's sake. He was released by the Cincinnati Reds. He was released by the fucking goddamn Atlanta Braves. We saw that Terry Crowley could sit on his fucking ass for 8 innings and enjoy watching a baseball game just like any other fan, and has the ability to get up there and break one open in the fucking ninth. So if this sicker mind his own business and let me manage the fucking team, we'd be a lot better off.
Well, certainly you've made your opinions known on the fans' questions about baseball, Earl, but let's get to something else. Alice Sweet from Norfolk wants to know the best time to put in a tomato plant.
Alice Sweet ought to be worried about where the fuck her next lady's coming from rather than where her next goddamn tomato plant's coming from. If she'd get her ass out the fucking bars at night and go hustling around the goddamn street, she might get a stuck in her once in a while. I don't understand where these questions are coming from, Tom. That's about it from Manager's Corner. Go yourself in the with your show coming up next on the Baltimore Oriole Baseball Network.
Immature.
a fine mama as you build up from the ground. To your daughter. She bought a mean little girl, about to drive me out of this world. Come here, girl.
Young blood runs hot with unbridled longing, and every physical urge is driven to excess.
Down here, this is WFMU. That was Bobby Doyle and the Ideals with Chug-a-Lug. Before that, Chicago Piano, C in quotation marks, red, Miss Annie Lou.
It's kind of an actress-waitress kind of hyphen thing.
Mm-hmm. The Four Mints did Wolf, Ray Stevens song. Mm-hmm. The Pastels, Don't Knock, and Ron and Joe and the Crew opened it up with Riot and Cell Block Number 9.
That was pretty great.
On the Strand label. Great, great record.
Mm-hmm.
One little last news item.
A great tune.
This is an old story, but we just found out about it. This was in June. In London, lawyers for a convicted murderer, Stephen Young, filed for an appeal after learning that from one juror that three other jurors had conducted a Ouija board seance during the jury deliberations and contacted the dead man who named Young as his killer.
Now, is that in the Magna Carta?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
Trial by Ouija board.
So, I guess we don't have anything else in the news, do we?
Maybe in the appeal they'll use the magic 8-ball.
Mm-hmm.
Answer unclear.
There's just kids down in that's not that great of a story.
Yeah. It's all sort of in the awkward.
Yeah. Okay,
desk
well.
There.
What were the announcements? Ronnie Dawson is over at the Rodeo Bar tonight.
It's where you long hairs can square off with you Stray Cats tattoo having people.
Yeah, love this cat tattoos.
Uh-huh.
Versus, yeah. And the Green Door is back at 15 St. Mark's tonight.
Where you long hairs can go and tell about
what else were we now
squaring off with
we
those
had
rock
something
tattoos.
Something else, right? We were talking, we forgot. What is it? I didn't write it down.
What, tonight?
No, what else were we
doing? Well, there's Todd Browning Movies Without Todd Browning on Monday.
No, without
I'm sorry, Lon Chaney movies.
One Todd Browning, Lon Chaney, one with, one without.
One with.
William Castle movies tonight, Homicidal, With the Fright Break, and what was the other one?
And that ongoing MGM thing at the Museum of Modern Art, which is far less lame than you might think. I've actually seen some really great pictures up there. So if you want to see a nice brown copy of 2001, it's the place to go.
Mm-hmm. The best type, brown.
Mm-hmm. You betcha.
And, of course, there's always Beat Rodeo Monday nights at Ludlow.
For your dancing, drinking, and second-hand smoke inhaling pleasure.
Let me grab this thing. There was some other stuff we were going to ask.
They had a really swinging Goodbye Lonesome Bob Beat Rodeo gig last Monday.
Well, where'd Lonesome Bob go?
Moved to Nashville.
He's been talking about that since for 10 years. He finally did that?
It was really great. He said it was really a triumph because he was literally leaving the next day, so people would ask him when he's leaving town, and he'd say, well, about 14 hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, gee, I miss you already, Lonesome.
Lonesome.
Wigstock is Sunday, not Monday, and it's on the pier.
Not at Hopkins Square Park.
Christopher and West Street. Right. Oh, yeah, there was that.
It's okay to brunch.
Yep. The Drags and Fluffer at Brownies. There was that. There was
there you go.
There was something else here too.
Kind of the post Wigstock Monday Wigstock hangover action pertaining to.
I forgot.
Did I mention that we're at Uppsala College? We're no longer in Uppsala.
We're actually down the block from Uppsala College. Eh,
stone's throw from Uppsala College.
So
now.
Here's our schedule. We'll be back doing the same thing next week. The week after that, we're going to have Billy Miller here guest DJing, and he's going to be playing unreleased Link Ray and all kinds of new Norton releases. And then we're going to be off on September 24th for Mr. T's wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a month off. No. I hope so.
Don't toy with me.
Maybe we have a month off. Anyway, let's get right back into it. I bought a pile of Crown albums on the road, and you know, those Crown albums, they always sound crappy, but I like them. Mm-hmm. I even like the way they sound. So I got this Del Vikings Crown album. Here's them doing a cover of the Penguins' Hey Señorita.
Hey Señorita.
Hello.
Well, that, hey Señorita, let me take you home. 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 Hey Señorita, call me on the line. 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 Hey Señorita, call me on the line.
Da-da-ba-ba-da, da-da-ba-ba-da. I see you've never met Fats Domino.
I tell you I wanted any horn blowers?
Well, no, but...
No, sir, but.
Well, you said you wanted a full band.
Yeah, that's right. I said I wanted a full band, but not a band full of corn. Now get them horn blowers out of here.
Baby,
laughing our cares away.
Comic books by, I mean music to dance to, you know, rock and roll.
Vada, 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 there come a dilla. When the sun will shine, there come a dilla. When the yule gonna pine. Yule, 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 gonna dilly blue, and yule be sad, and when the yule dilly, I'll be so glad. Alley ha, alley ha, alley ha, there come a dilly. Dilly, 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 there come a dilly. When you need a pal, be on my will, with some of the luck, girl. I'll have the time, forget about the Yule, cause I'll kill a man and the Yule will tool. Alley ha, alley ha, alley ha, there come a dilla. You can't treat me the way you do and get away with it too. You thought that you were fooling me, but I got my eyes, you see. There, 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 there come a dilla. When the teller drops star, you gonna fill up with the Brooklyn High. Yule, 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 gonna get the yule. Greed just burn, and I'll be the fuller, unconcerned. Aleha, 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 there come a filler. You gonna peel up with the ripper and the high. You, the, you, the, you, the, you, the, you, the, gonna get your feet just burn. And I'll be the fuller unconcerned. Oh, yeah, ha, alley ha, there come a till up.
Oh, you ungrateful children. I thought you liked snappy music.
Over in Baghdad in the burning sand, they've got a new kind of rhythm that's real cool, man. They put a beat to the rhythm of their ancient land. Then what did they get? A crazy style, and it's driving them back then wild. They're rocking in back then, a having a ball, a jumping in back then, a climbing the wall. Back then's rocking tonight, a doing that boogie upright. They're going like mad, a rocking in old back then. A long time ago, back in old back then, the dance of the seven veils was the fad. But Sultan got hip to these rhythm and blues, and now he's got a pair of rocking suits. His harem is a bopping to a boogie beat. They've even got the camels hopping down the street. A snake charmer threw his little flute away. Got a guitar now and he's learning to play. Something's really happened to old Baghdad, cause they're doing that boogie and a going like that. Baghdad's rocking tonight, doing that boogie upright. They're going like mad, rocking in old Baghdad. snake, and they're making the back deck wait. They're rocking on the back deck, having a ball, jumping on the back deck, climbing the wall. The back deck's rocking all night, doing that boogie up right. They're going like mad, rocking in old back deck.
Well, mister, you're a psycho.
I knew you'd like that one. I guess that'll break in here and tell you what a pterodactyl was. That was Classy Baloo.
I'll say.
On the NASCO label. The parent label of Accello. Crazy Mambo. Jerry Reed rocking in Baghdad. Nappy Brown did There'll Come a Day. Wade and Dick on Sun by request Bebop Baby. Fats Domino did I'm in Korea. Yeah. Roy Perkins with an alternate take of Drop Top. And the Del Vikings opened it up with Hey Señorita. We got like 11 minutes left. Let's rock through it. Here's another new one. I've never played this one before. The Blenders.
Everybody, body's got a right to know that. Everybody, body's got a right. Everybody, body's got a right. Everybody, body's got a right. Everybody's got a right.
Don't you know that?
Everybody's got a right to sign.
Oh yeah.
Everybody's got
Folks, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I'd like to do something else.
Well, I'm going to Louisiana, where rock and roll was born. Yeah, I'm going to Louisiana, that's where rock and roll was born. I'm gonna sing and dance and drink and feel merry till early morn. Well, I'm going down along the bayou where the mosquitoes get real big. Yeah, I'm going down on the bayou where the mosquitoes get real big. I'm gonna see all the French people do their kind of jig.
Oh.
Near WFMU East Orange. That was Orly and the Saints, Cincinnati, Twist and Freeze, to replace the copy of Baltimore Twist and Freeze I lost at the station many years ago.
Oh, shucks.
Frank Lowry and the Golden Rockets going to Louisiana. And the Blenders opened that set up. Everybody's got a right.
That was great.
If the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise, we'll be back next week.
If the bile don't rise.
Thank you, Il Brooch.
Thank
Just
you, Il
for
Brooch.
Being you.
Welcome home.
Wild Girls up next. This is
be me.
WFMU East Orange.
At Uppsala College.